So he doesn't lord over us. He's our Savior. He cares for us. And that's what we want to be, beloved. And then it's responsibility rather than role. It's being a protector, being a priest in the home. And the seven C's, I'll probably give them to you at another time. If not, you can read my book. But we go on to the next one for me for time. A great lover. A husband's love is demonstrated in action. It's not just expression. It must be seen. It must be in action. And this is where, beloved, love is costly. You know, it cost God's Son His life because He loved us so much. And so it is, and husband, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave up Himself for it. So it is not just trying to love. It is looking at how much Christ loved me, how much He loved us, each one of us. And it is in light of that love that we display love for each other. So it's a sacrificial love. You know, sometimes what helps me, when I have many things assigned and many demands, you know what helps me? I come to a conclusion in my own life that in light of the sacrifice that Christ has made for me, there is no sacrifice too big for me to make for Him. And when you come to that point, you're going to see not only loving your wife at her best, but at her worst. You are going to choose to love your wife, not even when she's at her best, but when she's at the worst. And if you're younger, you know what it is at certain times of the month. You understand PMS very well. But I don't think of PMS for the woman so much as I think of the men. So many men have PMS. And so many struggle with it. Not in the same way. But when I speak of men having PMS, it means powerful mood swings. And there are some men who are so active one moment, so up, and the next minute they just want to isolate, want to be avoided in so many areas. And we need, let's thank God for women, we're going to need their help tomorrow. But they need to understand us when we're going through PMS as men. When there's prevalent mood swings, when there is a moment of depression, when there is anxiety, when we are going through perhaps significant changes in our lives, when there is, you don't even have to be bipolar, but when we have chemical imbalances and things are not going well, we need the help of each other. And so it is so important, but we need to go on to sanctifying love. He says, not only must we love our wives as Christ loved the church in a sacrificial way, but sanctifyingly, it means to set her apart for herself, to keep her clean, not to make our wives to do anything that will corrupt her. Jesus Christ, He keeps on keeping us clean. He loved us and He gave Himself for us. Christ loved us and He gave Himself for us. But He sanctifies us. He keeps on washing us. You know, I'm so glad. You know, young people, we fail sometimes. We commit sin, but we don't have to practice sin. Amen? Amen? Jesus is there for us. And I want to tell you, when you know Jesus Christ, He puts you in the wash cycle of His blood. Hallelujah. Yes, in the Bible, in 1 John 1:7, He says, if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, He never condemns us in our sin. He convicts us of our sins, and He shows us the remedy. You confess it to Christ, and you trust Him, and He's able to break the yoke. I want you to know today, this is not just about husband and wife. I've been before the Lord. This is for every one of us. You know what Satan wants you to do? He wants you to be preoccupied with your past. And allow your past to paralyze you in your present. so that you lose sight of your future. And you know why Satan wants to do that? As long as he gets you occupied with your past failures, your past sins, your past traumatic experiences, you don't have any time to look at Satan's future. And he doesn't want you to look at his future, but he's already doomed. He's already condemned. It's just a matter of time. So he wants you to always be occupied. But I want to tell you today, you cannot change your past. But your past can be forgiven. Praise God. And then we don't have to allow the past to paralyze us in the present. We can change by God's grace in the present. So we do not continue to practice what we've done in the past. And then we can have a bright future through Jesus Christ. What a person for us. Then we satisfy, love your wife as you love your own self. It is wonderful. Sister Becky, I'm sorry you missed the steps toward humility. But your husband will give them to you. It is a fact that to love yourself, and there's nobody in this room who doesn't love himself or herself. Do you know that? You guys, every one of us love ourselves so much. Your body is tired and you go to bed. You feel hungry, you feed it. You feel cold, you put on clothes. Oh, you can go on and on. He said, I want you to love your wife the way that you love your own self. And then he wants us to love our wives supremely above all other women. So that if you meet Michael Jackson, he's dead. But if you were to meet John Wayne, all this guy gone. Just being alive. I want you to know, when you're in love with Jesus, you have one who loves you at all times. And if you're married, then you want to love your wife above all other women. Amen? Amen. Doesn't matter what the appeal. Okay. There are so much to be said. A husband must be a gracious lifter. He's a good leader. He's a great lover. But he's a gracious lifter. You know what it means to lift up? It means to build up, not break down. It means not to bring out the worst in your wife, but the best in your wife. It means to look at her strength, magnify her strength, tell others of how nice she is, and then you take the weaknesses before the Lord in prayer. Amen? Amen. Yes, you pray about the weaknesses, but you pray so for the strength. So in Peter, it says, giving honor, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, he's speaking of the fact of 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weakest vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You know, we have to dwell, not visit with our wives. Amen? But to dwell with them. And dwell with them according to knowledge. We don't have the time now, but you know, one of the things I usually ask a lot of men who said, I know my wife so long. We've married for so many years. And I said, what size shoes does your wife wear? And he stammers. He waits. I said, what is the size of the bra? He doesn't know. Yet you say, I know her so much. What is her favorite color? I think. I don't know. We need to dwell where we know each other so well. But more than that, it is saying giving honor to the wife. Respecting her. We should always have a respect for our wives at all times. Not sometimes, all times. And if we're young people, you carry the four R's, you know, you, one, maintain reverence for God. Two, respect for those in authority, parents and older folks and everyone else. And number three is to be responsible. And number four is to reach out to others. Those are four things that you're going to remember.